is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, nutrition and dietary guidelines are back at the front burner in Washington as policymakers revisit how federal recommendations shape school meals, food programs, and consumer habits. The renewed focus is drawing the attention from both producers and consumers, who are closely watching how proposed updates may impact everything from labeling to demand. With potential changes on the table, the ag and food industries are bracing for a fresh round of debate. Talk with folks from the National Pork Producers coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa's soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs, all thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
Dr. Ashley Johnson's with the National Pork Producers Council and says the renewed attention on dietary guidelines presents an opportunity to highlight pork's nutritional value. She notes that pork producers already are committed to providing lean quality protein that aligns with the sound dietary recommendations. Johnson emphasizes that pork plays an important role in balanced, affordable meals for families nationwide.
Now, this has been a very, very passionate issue for the National Pork Producers Council because, as you well know, our nation's pork producers do such a great job of producing hogs. Well, what's the ultimate goal is to provide an excellent source of protein and nutrition for our plates all around, both in America and across the world. And so
Dr. Johnson adds that NPPC raised concerns when earlier recommendations appeared to prioritize plant-based proteins over animal-based options. While she acknowledges that plant proteins have a place in a well-balanced diet, she stresses they're not a one-to-one replacement for the complete proteins found in lean meats like pork.
You know, when we take a look at the dietary guidelines for Americans, we were very concerned previously with the scientific report coming out with some concerning recommendations that would actually decrease, essentially meat consumption, and instead replace those proteins with plant proteins such as, peas and lentils. And, that's something incredibly concerning because although, a balanced diet is something that we certainly must have, replacing those are not actually equal. And so the protein content of, protein from plants is not equal to the protein that you're actually going to get from meat. And so that's very, very concerning when we take a look at that because the science doesn't support that at all.
Johnson reminds consumers why pork not only meets the protein needs, but also describes what makes it a solid choice for the plate.
That is actually what is so great about pork is that it actually has that great protein content, but it's nutrient dense. It actually allows a lot of nutrients to be satisfied in the diet. And so that is where pork can play a huge and vital role in making sure that everyone in America can actually have the nutrition that they need. And so
Johnson says that the current administration is placing a renewed focus on shaping dietary recommendations, and NPPC is closely monitoring these discussions on how they unfold. Beyond nutrition, Johnson emphasizes pork remains one of the most affordable protein options.
That's when we talk about not just the nutritional concept, but pork is also affordable. When you take a look at, huge concerns with American families, they have to go to the grocery store and make those decisions for their families. Pork is affordable. And it's also delicious, right? I like to say that, nutrition is only nutrition if you eat it. And so you have to have that flavor. You have to be able to have, somebody eat it or else you're not going to get that nutrition.
We have more comments online at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.